It's been some time before I hit the record button for audio, and this was mostly out of strategic planning to think about how to actually deliver this audio, whereas there are a lot of audio on YouTube. And so the thought was, why continue posting on YouTube when I can be building up this blog here, The Crown? Now, some of the links can be posted from YouTube to The Crown, but then YouTube receives all this expanded attention. It's a public medium, and I understand that, but we're going to increase value in The Crown with more content on professional development and the inner workings of alchemy and creativity, and overall content that assists with the development of the self and its practical application in the world. The key word is practical. And what do we mean by practical? We mean being able to practice it. And so it takes a lot of the theories or ideas that we have that are lofty and transforms those lofty ideas into methods and techniques, technology, resources, tools that we actually can put on our belt, and so we can apply those in the world. One of the amazing tools that I experienced today was listening to a wonderful singer, and I believe her name is Lexi, and she is an improvisational performer. And if you know anything about improvisation, it is about being able to perform the spur of the moment. And the reason why this skill set is so valuable is because it taps into the inner autonomous or creativity that pours through from the subconscious mind or the spirit. And that process is also a practical process. And just to give an example, one of the techniques that she employed was to take a statement or a word from everyone in the audience and to compose a song of it in the moment. And her teammate, who is the electric pianist, he performed, created music on the spot in alignment with that, with those lyrics. And so you have several layers of creativity taking place. You have the singer who receives the words, or even before that actually, you have the words and the statements being given by each person, and they don't necessarily connect on an obvious level. And so at that layer of creativity, you then bring it down to the singer who collects those words and puts them into a form of song or lyric. And then we have the next layer, which is the music being composed on the spot. And so it was a wonderful experience to listen to the performer, the singer, and the pianist just deliver in this pure, spontaneous, creative way. And that skill set is valuable for the arts, but also it's valuable for daily living, where we are faced with a lot of decisions that may not provide the allotted time to think and analyze. And those moments, we are prompted to pull from the pure creativity within our being that allows us to become instantly resourceful. And this connects to a phrase or a statement or a maxim where we have this understanding that if we really want something, we will find a way to get it. Or if we are determined to do something, we will find a way to do it. And that finding is part of that spontaneous creative process. And so one way to do this practice is to pretty much put oneself in an environment where there is no foreknowledge, placing yourself into a space where you don't have immediate knowledge or immediate understanding, and you are tasked to figure something out. This is problem solving. And so problem solving, when you do not have all of the answers provided and you are challenged to solve this problem by becoming resourceful when you do not have resources initially. And so this is one method that can be taken on so many levels. You can apply this anywhere. Removing yourself from your resources, or the resources that you're used to having, and you're placing yourself in a space where you have, or you're forced to have, an open mind or freer mind that allows you to pull from your inner resourcefulness. You start to get sharp very quickly on how to pull things together to solve the problem. So just wanted to share that. Enjoy.